Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
A tremendous Saturday to you, champion. My name's Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, streaming on iTunes or everydayisaturday.com. On the website, download the show. Heck, download all the shows. Take an entire month and listen to the entire archive. You'll come out of it a much better person. Trust me when I tell you, hey, this is Life Unscripted. I record this show every day. No script, no outline in front of me, just what's inside my heart. Inside my mind, coming to you in this microphone all over the world in 100 plus countries. Can you believe it? A show that started out in just a walk-in closet in Cincinnati, Ohio, from a guy that was broke and bankrupt and told that nobody wants to hear this motivation from every day Saturday, right, champion? That's right. How you like me now, baby? How you like me now? Hey, I am the voice of the entrepreneur. If you're the individual who's got an idea and someone says, you're nuts, man. You're crazy. Get a job. Why don't you just go get a job? Yeah, I'm here to tell you, the J-O-B, the journey of the broke, the just over broke, the jump out of bed, that ain't for you, baby. No way. We are here to motivate, inspire, and empower you all the way to your Saturday. First things first, if you're a first-time listener to the show, I come out of the gates firing every day. Every day, man. I am jacked up. If I could do this show 24/7, I would just do nothing but scream into this microphone to inspire you to get after it in a big way, man. This is so much fun. It's so much more fun to create than it is to maintain. Do you feel me? When you got to maintain, that sucks. You know, when you get to create new things every single day, I mean, life really is that blank canvas they talk about. I never believed that to be true. I thought life was just about following the leader and living within just the structure of what somebody else put together. Now I get to create that structure, and so do you. You get to create everything. So enjoy today's show. As I mentioned, my name's Sam Crowley. If you have yet to plug into our mailings, full of, chock full of just great training, marketing, entrepreneurial trainings, and motivation, head on over to everydayisaturday.com. Make sure you put your name and email in. We'll send you some really cool stuff. We're not going to spam you or anything nerdy like that a lot of people do. We're just going to give you a lot of great information. How's that? Also, make sure if you hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley, let me know you're listening to the show. I always reply back to the great, great fans of the Everyday Saturday podcast. So let's get into today's show. So I just posted on my Facebook page, facebook.com/Sam Crowley. You can follow me there. I also have a fan page that we're going to get jacking that thing up as well. I mean, just so many great things coming down the pike. Anyway, I posted on Facebook, said, hey, I'm recording a podcast in 30 minutes. I'll use your name on the show. Give me topic. Come on. Give me anything under the sun. Let me know what you want to hear today. And today's show is the content was brought to you by Steve Spangler. Steve wants to hear about motivation, using the grind and being able to stay focused, not on today, but on your next 30, 60, and 90-day plan to be able to get past the grind. That's a great question. I guess the first thing we got to do is ask, why is life a grind? You know what I mean? Because Steve's not the only one that has that question. Hey, by the way, thank you, Steve. I appreciate that. And thanks to everybody. I mean, literally, in just a few minutes, we had a bunch of people submit content for the Everyday Saturday show. So thank you, Steve Spangler. Much appreciated. First of all, why is life a grind? I would ask you that question. Something's happening that's clouding your focus right now, that's allowing you to feel as though life really is a grind. Hey, I'm not saying that life ain't difficult, life ain't tough, you know, there's things that happen, but a grind to me means that you're unable to get over the hump or the last obstacle that was thrown in your way. Like, instead of just like kicking that rock out of the way, somebody placed a big old boulder in your path and you just can't get around it. You know, and I think chunking, I want to use the term chunking, C-H-U-N-K-I-N-G, chunking. I chunk my days down and it helps me perform a lot better, and it does really help me get to my 30, 60, and 90-day windows. Now, the first thing you got to do is, like I said, you're going to have an obstacle thrown out of your – maybe even before you have your first cup of coffee or you get out the door, if you're not a coffee drinker, whatever it is, water, juice, before you even get going in the morning, maybe you've got an obstacle or 10 thrown in your way. The difference is allowing, number one, that to impede your progress for the day, because you got to be focused. I mean, you really got to be – you really do. I mean, people throw that term around, you got to be focused, you got to be – you really do. I mean – you got to be relentless in your pursuit of Saturday. And so if you are not every day starts out, let me tell you, can I talk about my own pain for a second? I have had, and this ain't about me. Well, I guess kind of I'm making it about me because it's my show, you know, it's the Everyday Saturday show. So I guess I can make it about me. I've had this pain in my left shoulder slash clavicle slash lower neck since last Friday. And I know it's a result of lifting too much weight. I was doing shoulders and lat pull downs. And I think I also, at the same time that night, slept on my neck wrong. You ever have that problem? It's like, I literally cannot move my neck. It hurts like crazy. So ever since last Saturday, I'm walking around like a mummy. Seriously, like just walking around. My wife will be, hey, check this out. Look over here. And I'll be like, it takes me, you know, 10 minutes to turn my entire body around just to look and see what's going on. And the kids, of course, you got three kids like I do under the age of 12. Dad, you know, you're always looking, like, damn, this hurts. But I don't let that impede the progress. I mean, it's not like I'm not going to record the show. It's not like I'm going to stop creating content, putting it online and audios and videos and all that stuff. You just got to work through it. You can't let it slow you down. It may slow you down initially, but you got to figure out a way to work around it. You know, that's the first thing. It's just not letting anything somebody says or anything that happens to you, I mean, from something simple as spilling a cup of coffee on yourself to something way more significant like a serious personal issue or something like that, you got to look. The sun's coming up tomorrow. You know that, right? I mean, since I've been alive, I'll be 46 June 29th of this year. The sun's always come up the next day. And that's why you got to fail. I mean, if you've never tried anything great and you've never failed, then you really have no – you have no experience. You have no basis to know. And if I were you, I'd be scared too. I'd be scared out of my mind because you don't have any frame of reference. You might think the world is over. You might think the sky is falling. But once you gain some experience and you fail and you fall down a few times, it's like your kid, you know. Your kid falls down when they're two or three. They don't stay down. They wipe off the knees. Maybe they cry a little bit. That's okay. You can cry. Cry in private, okay, or to your best friend or somebody. I put something on Facebook a couple days ago. I'm like, people say, hey, Sam, I get this every now and again. Hey, why didn't you hire me for you needed that graphic or that logo done or you needed a webmaster for this or that? And I do. I think I recorded this on a show a while back as well. Hey, because you know why I didn't hire you for that project? Because all I see on your social media that you're putting on the internet is your personal relationship issues. You're broke. You got bad health and this and that. Everything's going wrong. Now, hey, look, it's okay to say, hey, guys, having a tough day. Pray for me. Or, boy, I can't believe. You know what it is? It's better to talk about your problems once you've actually been through them, because people like me, and I'm not the only person out there, we had a bunch of people comment on that post I put, and I shared this. I didn't put anybody's name, who I didn't hire. I'm not like that. I'm not looking to embarrass anybody. But a lot of people were like, oh, my God, thanks for saying it, Sam. I tell you what, I've been unfriending people on Facebook as a result of just the negative. We talked yesterday about that toxic mindset. You're repelling people. You're repelling business away. The very thing you want is business, right? The very thing you want is more customers, more clients, and more revenue so you can make a bigger difference and add a ton of value. True or true? Okay? But yet you're out there complaining about somebody did you wrong, business is bad, car broke down, whatever it is, and guys like me don't want to bring that drama into my business. There's no way. I would not. Life is hard enough, like I talked about. So, golly, I got off on a tangent there. Where was I? Oh, talking about your 30, your 60, and your 90-day plan. It's okay. Like we talked about, it's okay to cry a little bit. You can cry on the internet. Just don't make it your brand. Don't make it your business. People, they don't want to drag that stuff into their – look, people want to be closer to the source of momentum. And if you don't have momentum, people don't want to be closer to you. So let's talk about this 30, the 60, 90-day window, getting through the grind, you know, because life can be a grind. Let's just acknowledge it, Okay, the great Jim Rohn. Happy high notes. Life isn't about the happy high notes only. Life is a great symphony of the low clanging of the cymbals, which are the down times, the adversity, the challenges you go through, combined with the happy high notes to make a beautiful symphony. So understand, pain, it's temporary. Misery, that's optional, man. That's optional. If you choose to stay miserable, that's optional. Now, you also have to understand, what is your biggest opportunity in 30 days? Let's talk about chunking it down. What do you want to do? What can you realistically do in 30 days? Well, I can tell you that if you look at something in the span of 6 months from now, I want to have this, that ain't realistic. Even monthly, even in a 30-day, 90, 60, that ain't happening either. 30 days, okay? What can you do in 30 days? Because what you want to have happen in 6 months is going to happen, but I'm talking about what can you focus on in 30 days? Is it weight loss? Well, of course it is. You want to lose 100 pounds, how about losing 10 in the first 30 days and gaining momentum off of that? You know, if you want to earn $1,000 and have that passively coming into your business after 90 days, why don't you earn $500 in the next 30 and start exhibiting the behaviors that you need to get that money to come in? But rather, even the power of 30 minutes. I want to talk about this. This is how I run my day. I run my day by the power of 30-minute increments, okay? What I can get done in 30 minutes, focused, uninterrupted time, is amazing even to me, because I am about as ADD, distracted of an individual. Literally, when I'm at Starbucks, Panera Bread, or someplace like that, and I'm working on my laptop, if I look up, I'm toast. I mean, I'll start staring at the person, what's going on, conversation, who's walked in, who's walking out, what are they drinking, all this stuff. You know, I'm a people person. I love to people watch. And of course, I'll strike up a conversation with somebody. I can't allow that to happen. So I put headphones in, and either I listen to music or I listen to videos or whatever I'm doing on the internet while I'm working. And after 30 minutes, I stop and I take a break. I reward myself for 30 minutes of nonstop focus. I mean, just intense focus. I mean, clearing everything out of my mind. Try that. Just try it. You know, there's 48 30-minute increments in a day, okay? There's 24 hours, all right? Then there's got to be 48 30-minute increments. Break your day down into 1/48th of a day. Do it. Would you do it for me? Would you try to break it down into 1/48th of a day? Now, factoring, you're going to be sleeping, okay? If you're like me, I got to get 8 hours. I can tell the difference between 7 and 8 hours. I know it sounds crazy. Can you do that? Like, when you only sleep 6.5 hours, 7 hours, if you need 8 hours sleep, can you feel the difference? I can. I can absolutely feel it. Listen to the show, you know I'm an early bird, man. You know I go to bed by 9, 10 o'clock at the late. I mean, 10 o'clock is like an all-nighter for me. You know, it's like New Year's Eve. But some of you need like 3 hours sleep. I don't even know what planet y'all come from. I have no idea where you guys come from. But you guys that need less than like 5 hours, you're just aliens to me. But I can tell the difference between 7 or 8 hours. So that's part of sleeping, you know. 8 hours, that's 16 of those 30-minute increments, okay? Chunk it down. The power of 1/48th of a day, man. Oh, my gosh. Figure out what you're going to do in these 30-minute increments. Chunk it down. Like, I can write a sales page, you know. I can put together a sales funnel in 30 minutes. I can record. Here's what I'm going to do. All right, I'm going to give you an example of 3 or 4 things I can do in 30 minutes. Will you think about what you can do in 30 minutes? Now, I don't know if you're an auto mechanic, if you're a cook, a chef, if you're a lawn and garden person, if you're a contractor, if you're a lawyer, mortgage broker. I don't know. Okay, I don't know what it is you do. If you're an online marketer, a home business, multi-level marketing, what is it? Can you cold call? How many people can you cold call in 30 minutes? Hey, cold calling, people, I'm never cold calling. My business, I'm above that. You know what? I used to love cold calling. Oh, I don't do it anymore. I don't mind at all picking up the phone and calling somebody. I think it's archaic right now because of all the different platforms that you can generate leads and sales. But hey, how many people can you call in 30 minutes? How many people can you email in 30 minutes? How many postings can you put on the internet in 30 minutes? How many people can you talk to, period? How can you get your message out in 30 minutes? For example, I can shoot a video and have it edited in 30 minutes up on YouTube. Okay, done. That's a great piece of content. I'm recording the show. Right now, we're coming up on about 14, 15 minutes of the Everyday Saturday show. If I cut this in the next 5 minutes, takes me 10 minutes to edit it, put it up on everydayisaturday.com/podcasts, plural, and you listen, you're listening to this at the same time, 30 minutes, done. So I can record an audio. I can record a video. I can write a very clever and well-crafted email and send it out to my database in 30 minutes. Make no mistake, okay? When I'm focused for 30 minutes, and you are too, are you thinking, though, right now, what can you do in 30? I mean, really focus in on 30 minutes. This eliminates the grind. There is no grind when you're working on 1/48th of a day, all right? Because it's no longer 24 hours, no longer 30 days. It's 1/48th of a day. 30 minutes, check. Now it's 1:47. Check. 46 left. Check. 45 left. Work 30 minutes on, 30 minutes off. 30 minutes on, 30 minutes off. It's a powerful concept. You would be shocked, absolutely shocked, in what you can get done in 30 minutes if you really focus. You know, this whole show is unscripted, right? I mean, literally, I got nothing in front of me. What I am speaking right now is only from experience, okay? I have nothing in front of me that's saying, hey, make sure you bring up, that was kind of clever, 1/48th of a day. I just thought of that while I was talking. And I think of this stuff because this is what I do. This is the only way I know how to operate. I will never go back to a job. I will never go back to a job. You know why I'll never go back to a job? Because most people don't think like that. If I were to bring this up in corporate, say, hey, guys, I think we should teach our sales force to operate in 30-minute increments. Yeah, Sam, HR came out with a policy a year ago that we want all of our sales reps to be in front of customers getting signatures 6 hours of the 8 hours in a day. Now, they can flex that time. Toast. I'd be asleep or dead. Or somebody else would be dead because I would have killed them in a job. I can't do it. You know what I can do? Create. Think about that. Just say it, man. It's much better to create than it is to maintain. If you're not creating, in my opinion, you're dying. You just are. I mean, we are a species who love to create. We're curious. We have great personalities. We have great intelligence. And yet most individuals are out there just following like a damn lemming, man. They're not creating. 30 minutes. Create. Do it. Now. Don't wait. Don't wait for someone to give you permission. Go into a room. Shut the door. Put on some headphones if you have to. Don't be distracted. Create something in 30 minutes. That's how you get past the grind. There is no grind. 30 minutes on, 30 minutes off. 30 minutes on, 30 minutes off. Heck, 30 minutes on, 2 hours off. Whatever, whenever you can get into the groove. I don't ever blog, podcast, shoot videos or anything when I'm in a bad mood. Or I'm distracted or I'm just not in the zone. I only record the show when I'm in the zone. You wouldn't want to hear this. Hello, Sam Crowley. From every day of Saturday, right? I'm sorry, I just got distracted for a second. I was looking through Newsweek people. It says, we're going to get some bad weather. And then this, looking at what Leonardo DiCaprio, boy, he's got a nice life, doesn't he? Wish I was him. Huh. Got a good movie out, too. Wow. My life really sucks when I look at these other people. You wouldn't want to hear that show. No, man. Only do stuff when you're in the zone, man. Get in the zone. Hit me up on Twitter. Sam, I'm in the zone. Say it. I'm in the zone. Shout it out. Who cares what people think? People looking at you. You better hope people are looking at you because if they're not, you don't matter. There's no such thing as bad publicity. Remember that. Good, bad, whatever. That's why I tell people, love the show. Give me a rating on iTunes. Hate the show. Give me a rating on iTunes. Tell everybody. Got some nutto whack job screaming every day of Saturday into my earbuds. I'll tell you what, I can't turn this guy off, though. I think he's a complete moron and lost his mind, but I think somewhere, some down deep inside, I kind of want to be this guy a little bit. And that, my friends, is how you get through the grind. My name's Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.